Kevin, what inspired you to write a book that is essentially fighting for financial justice and showcases everyday Americans that really made their wealth while remaining true to their ethical standards?
Well, those are the people my dad once reminded me embody the American values this country was founded upon: honesty, hard work, self-improvement. And then many years ago, I was volunteering for At-Risk Kids, and it was nicknamed Champion of Justice because I kind of pushed the limit on things. Well, after the economic arrogance that resulted in the Great Recession in 2008, the name Champion of Economic Justice stuck because I made myself accountable to people who paid the highest price for that financial fiasco, ordinary folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you recall,
yes,
the banks caused the recession, right, through risky investments, and they drove themselves out of business, but we bailed them out with tax dollars. Then when the economy dried up, homeowners who couldn't make their mortgage payments, they were foreclosed upon by the very same banks that we rescued. So it made me angry.
That's right.
It's always the hardworking moms and pops that
suffer.
Yeah. We pay the price for the self-anointed elite. And I wanted to expose what I had discovered, which was that anyone could achieve wealth. And that's when I decided to write the book and tell readers and cynics how everyday Americans can grow rich quietly and ethically, guided by spiritual and moral compass.